so much for joining us. Before jumping into today's podcast, we wanted to let you know that our brand new Planet Shakers demo, So Fresh, is available now on Spotify and Apple Music. We pray that it blesses you. Now it's time for Friends of Planet Shakers worship series with special guests Christy and Juan of Super Esencia Church in Colombia. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Friends of Planet Shakers, our special worship series. We have two amazing people all the way from Bogota, Colombia, Super Esencia Church, which we know and love, and we honor Pastor Andrew Corson. He is amazing. He has been on Friends of Planet Shakers. But we have Christy and Juan. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much, Pastor Jonathan, Pastor Sam. It's so good to be here. We love you guys.
We are very excited to have you. And we have a lot of Spanish-speaking people in our church. Why don't you say hello to them in Spanish?
Hola, amigos de Plant Shakers Hispanohablantes. Somos Juan y Cristi de Su Presencia.
Es un gusto estar aquí. La verdad, nos bendicen muchísimo. Sabemos que Dios los está usando en Planet Shakers y los amamos.
Did you understand that, Pastor Sam?
Oh, yes. Amazing. Hallelujah. We love you guys and we have so enjoyed this God connection that we have had with you guys when we've toured over at your church and worshipped with you guys. It has been incredible. And so maybe we could first start off with you telling us a little bit about Super Esencia, about the worship team, about your focus of worship and all of those kind of wonderful things.
Yeah, well, thanks, Christy, and thanks, Pastor Sam. Our church is one of the most beautiful churches you will ever see. It's the result of a dream of a boy that was born in Bogota, Colombia, the pastor Andrew Corson.
He wasn't born in Bogota?
Yeah.
My dad?
No. No? That was Miss Joy. In Australia, your country. I hope my pastor is not going to fire me because of that. Let's start again.
Start again.
He was born near Perth.
That's right. He was born
in Perth. In a small town near Perth.
We know more about where your dad was born than you do, you guys. So that's great.
look at one.
Anyways, fine. So you've got this great church.
The point is our church is
amazing.
Is the result of a great legacy, you know. And our church is called The Place of His Presence. Yeah. Yeah. And that's because Exodus 33:14 says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest.
Yes. Yeah.
And we are a church passionate about praise and worship. That's why we're here, following that legacy.
I remember when we toured there and, you know, we're used to doing all different types of events. We would do like a night, you know, like a concert. Then we'll do a couple of church services in the morning. But I was very shocked that when we went to your church, we did 8 services in a row, 3 on Saturday night and 5 on Sunday. And look, we were doing 4 on a Sunday here in our church at that time. But to do 8, man, where do you guys get the energy for that? That's crazy.
I honestly feel like we get it from the Holy Spirit. Like people are always like, oh, how do you do it? How do you do it? And I'm like, we don't do it. Like it's just the Lord takes over because it's honestly very draining. But we do feel very blessed that we always get a full house, that we get 8 meetings. It's always been a blessing. Yeah. But it is pretty full on.
And I think you have got an awesome congregation too that are so full of passion too. So that helps, you know, cultivate that. How many people do you have on your music team? Firstly, tell us how many people are in the church and then I want to know how many people are in the worship team.
So in our church, we have 40,000 to 50,000 people. And in the praise and music team, we have
like 70 people. And just in Bogota, but if you count Dallas and Medellin and Chiquinquirá, some other towns in Colombia, maybe like 80 or 90. Yeah, we are growing.
And what's the process to serve on the worship team? What do you have to do to be on the team there?
You have to be born into the praise and worship team. Just kidding.
That is a long process. And we say that clearly to people because praise and worship ministry is so, it's a really great ministry for people to serve in. And we say to people, yeah, it's not going to be short. It's not going to be fast because that's a place of a high responsibility. Our pastor Andrew says, like, that's the same responsibility as preaching, you know? And yeah, so you have to be in our connection groups. You have to go to our encounter. You have to do all the process of the church. And then you enter in another special process for praise and worship. And you have to go through 2 years or 2.5 years of a process. Wow. Before passing with Pastor Rocio. And then if you pass, like says 1 Timothy chapter 3, if you pass the exam, you can go there. And that's not easy, but that's fair with the responsibility.
Yep.
Yes, I agree with that. That's awesome. But maybe you guys could like individually talk about how you got to this place of being part of the team, but what's your journey to get where you are right now?
Well, in my case, or my journey, started when I was like 6 years old. We had a ministry in church, which was for kids, where we're meant to like sing, dance, and act, and we were like go to church and do all of that. So I started singing then. And then when I turned 12, I started going to a connect group. And then my whole church process started, which took about 3 years. And then I did the 2 year long process for the praise and worship team. But it started since I was six. I'm blessed to be part of the team, but it has been quite a journey and I'm still journeying through it.
But just tell me, first of all, Christy, okay, there's the process of the journey, but what about the internal process? Because it's not just an outworking of practical things, is it? God takes us on this amazing journey of calling and moments where we have to look at where we're at, what we believe in. So why don't you just go a little bit deeper and then we'll get to you one.
Okay. So when I think I was 14 or 15, I wanted to be a ballerina dancer. And I was very good at it. I had been in classes for like 7 years. And my dream was to dance and to like perform and stuff. And then I started having issues in my legs. And I remember I would like cry out to God and be like, why can't I dance? Why can't I dance? And God was like, because I called you to sing. And I remember I had like this revelation, which I've never shared about. But it was very powerful because it was like an image of me in church. And every time that I would speak or that I would sing, arrows would like go through enemies and it would also heal people. So I just like held on to that. And it hasn't been easy. I won't lie. Whenever I get a lot of thoughts from the enemy at times that are like, you're not a good enough singer, or you don't do well enough, or you're not talented enough, or you weren't meant to be here, or God doesn't use you, or God doesn't speak through you. So a lot of times I just have to like cast all those voices out. So I believe it's mostly been just like holding on to that word from God and just like believing it and declaring it and not letting the enemy talk into my weakness or my lack of belief. So yeah, I think that has been my process. I'm still in it. I'm still going through stuff in my head and in my heart. But I do know that if God has placed me here, then only He can take me out of it. So that has been my journey.
Awesome. Now, how about you, Juan?
Well, I arrived to the church when I was 8 years old. And I was born in a Christian family. So I had to have an encounter with God, a personal encounter with God. And but the short story is, like, I arrived to the church, I felt the presence of God. At the 10 years old, my mom taught me guitar, and from that moment I was very passionate about guitar. And at 12 years old, I went to an audition. Yeah, and they said yes. I don't know why, but that's they said. And with a compromise that for having classes with Pastor Andrew Corson of music and theory music. And at 14 years, I performed for the first time in a youth service. And at 15 years old, I sang for the first time in a project. And I didn't know that I could sing, but pastors believed in me and gave me the chance, and I sang the first song that was Pegaito. And from there to here, it's been a long journey, amazing. It's been a big process, learning from my pastors, my leaders. I'm the fruit from the work of many people. I'm the result of the good job of many, many leaders, pastors. And I'm here, and I am what I am because of the church. So, yeah.
Can I add a little something?
Of course.
John is very good at humbling himself, mm-hmm. but he is our praise and worship pastor. And in Planet Shakers, they taught us something, which is you have to give honor where honor is due. And something that is very amazing of John is that he has this ability of outgrowing what he is and just surpassing everyone's expectations of him. So he has been always that guy that everyone was like, nah, he can't sing. And then he was like the greatest singer in church. Or nah, he can't play guitar.
No,
and then
he
became
right to me.
It's not a lie. But then like, I know it's not a lie. But then he'd become like the greatest guitar player, and he's becoming one of the greatest piano players in church. It's wow. Just God has given him, you know, like there's this story in the Bible that it says that if God has given you 4 talents, then you got to work on them and make more talents out of those. He's definitely the person that does that. Wow. So I do believe that he has always been able to, like God has given him 1 and he turned that 1 into 7. So
don't make me cry, Pastor.
No, it's true. It's true. I remember when we came to your church for the first time. And I remember we were having a meal out in one of the back rooms, and that's where we met you, Juan. I don't know if I should call you Juan or John, because I just heard Christy call you John. What should I call you?
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
one?
That's
me,
yeah.
Juan, John.
Juan or John.
John Juan.
John Juan.
Juan John. Juan John. Anyways, we were talking at the back, and I remember meeting you, and at the time, you didn't have very good English. You were just learning English. So you've come in an amazing way in your English as well. But I remember meeting you and just going, this guy, he has got such a heart for the house. And he just wants to,
Wow.
I could just tell you were completely invested in the house of God. And that was so encouraging for me to see, because, you know, a lot of churches we visit, it's all just about a position or a job. But you could tell that you'd grown up in the house. You were passionate about the house. And the same with you, Christy. Obviously, you guys are just so sold out, and all you guys want is to lift up Jesus over the nations and the city of Bogota.
Yes.
And so we honor you guys for that today.
Totally.
We love you guys. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And you've both had the opportunity to come to Australia as well.
Yeah.
Juan, let's start with you.
Yeah.
Tell us what your experience was like in Australia.
Well, first, traveling to Australia was a big dream enough, but I was there sent by our pastors to learn from Jod Hunt about producing, about arranging songs, about composing, all about music. And it was amazing. It was amazing for me. It was just a couple of weeks before my marriage. So that was a negotiation with my fiance, but she's a girl with a heart for the house as well. So she said, beautiful. Of course, you have to go. That's a fulfillment of one of your dreams. So go. And I was there. And it was like 3 years ago. And I was in Melbourne in Plant Shakers Church. It was a challenge so big for me, so great for me. I was like, oh my God, help me in this situation. But you guys were so kind to me, and I now thank you for that, because I could learn a lot from you, and that was really astounding. Watching Adjoth arranging a song in record time, I was like, literally, I was like, oh my God, this guy!
I remember that at the time, because we were doing some pre-production for the Potter's House recording, the collaboration we did. But in the same breath, like in a couple of days' time, it was Planet Shakers conference. So we were working so fast. Mm-hmm. And that was fun in the studio. And do you remember eating any good food here in Australia?
definitely. Yeah. I knew that the lamb is great food in Australia because of my pastor Andrew, but he told me, you have to try Josh Hans' lamb because that is amazing.
That's a good impression.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah. He's very good at impressions.
Well done. Yeah.
Very good.
That's right.
Yeah, so you invited me to your house and your wife cooked that, and I was like, wow, amazing.
Yeah, we love our lamb in it.
And Christy took us to some amazing place of burgers.
I took him to, I forgot the name now. The one that's on Elizabeth Street. Betty's Burgers. I took
that's cool. Tell us about, Christy, tell us about your experience coming.
So actually, Planet Shakers, like I went to Australia for a year-ish because I had like a break in between. And I went to Planet Shakers Church, and it actually changed my life. Like, I felt like it gave me a reason to serve God. And it just, I don't know. I went to Planet Shakers with the whole idea of like proving to myself that I did what I did in church for God, not for people's attention. Because at times when you're a pastor's kid, everyone's like, you have to volunteer, you have to serve, you have to do this. But when I went to Planet Shakers, it was like, I have to prove to myself that I do it for God, not for people.
Right.
So I remember I just like gave all my time. I was always in church. Yeah. I would like go to sleep in church, wake up in church, shower in church, which was awesome. But it helped me to prove to myself that I was doing it for Jesus. So I feel like that changed my life. And it also just like lit up a fire in me. It healed a lot of my wounds.
Awesome.
It also worked a lot on my character. So I just feel like it was a life-changing experience, and I was very blessed by it. I loved it. I miss it a lot.
I need to add something to that, because when Christy came back from Australia, from Plant Shakers, we could see in her spirit some anointing, some special anointing. Mm. She was very, very full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And we as church were like, wow. I remember when you came back, you preached one preach about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And she sang actually the song Be My Vision. And that was amazing. And yeah.
So that's awesome. Good. Well, we loved having Christy, and of course you won, but maybe you could tell us about your impressions of conference, because of course that's something, you know, that we focus on each year and put a lot of passion in it. And of course you did some work in our conference behind
graphics.
The scenes.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell us about your experiences at conference.
I feel like conference was also very life-changing, because it sets up an atmosphere for you to encounter God. So when I went to conference, I just got like really excited. The first time I went, I wasn't volunteering. So I just went to like receive and stuff, and it changed my life. Like one of the first times that it changed my life. And then I volunteered, and I was just like, I get to be a part of the encounter that people get to have. So I was like, the background, like I did like the video backgrounds for some songs, and I was like, they need to be perfect. Or people were taking photos, and I was like, this photo could change someone's life.
Yeah.
So it was just, I don't know. Everyone is always like, this encounter, this conference, this is just going to change people's lives. So it got me really like pumped and it just made me want to do more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just, it was fun. Yeah. I liked it. Yeah. And it did change my life. Awesome. And yeah.
A few years ago, we did our first ever Spanish album. And for us, that was a massive challenge because, like, we commend you guys. You guys know how to speak two languages so well. Ooh. We only know Australia, mate. That's all we know. So we have tried. I mean, in primary school, I learned how to speak Chinese, but I only learned how to speak 1 to 10. Mandarin, rather. But thank you very much. But then when we went into this whole Spanish album, we wanted to speak Spanish. We started to learn.
Yes.
And then might have fallen off the learning wagon. But yes. What I'm trying to say is we did our first Spanish album with an awesome artist called Lucia Parker. She helped us do that. Then we came to our second album, and this is where you guys stepped into the picture, and you really helped us. You helped translate all the songs. You helped even do all the lead vocals and the singing on it. Tell us about that. That was first of all, thank you for being a part of that. Yeah. But tell us about how that whole experience was for you guys.
Can I answer?
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny because it was always one of our dreams to help, like, English bands to translate their songs. Because for a long time, my dad would translate a lot of people's songs, so I think, like, English-speaking people's bands' songs to Spanish from, like, the time of Marinata.
Sí,
I don't know how to pronounce that. Maranefa.
Yeah.
Yes. From that time, he'd be translating it.
Yeah.
And it was always our dream to translate them because we would go to conferences and it would change our lives. And we're like, we want people to experience the same things through those songs. But there's not a good translation, or the translation doesn't exist. So we would always want that. And it's always been our dream to bring, like, the greatest songs or the greatest, like, anointed songs of the moment to, like, a Spanish-speaking church. So yeah, it was our dream and we just wanted to do it. And then we did it how?
Yeah, we did it in a group of, like, seven people.
Yeah.
Pastor Andrew, Chrissy, and other five of us. And it was a real challenge because what Chrissy is telling, it was for us like, oh my God, it has to be good because... it's our friend church. I think we are so alike churches.
Yeah. Yes, similar.
We are very similar. Yeah, yes. And we felt like we were doing that job for ourselves with the same excellence, with the same passion. Yeah. We said like, no, we wouldn't like some other people work like put anything in anywhere. No, we just want like. We know that for you is important and for us is important too. So it was really good. Pastor Andrew has a final word and with Chrissy. And our first Planet Shaker song that we heard was Que la alabanza. And from that time, we said like, oh.
Actually, I have a Planet Shaker story. When I was young, I used to like rock music. And I was really into it, but my parents didn't let me listen to secular music. So I just like found like Christian bands that had like rock music. And I just like rocked to like Planet Shakers. And I felt like I was such a rebel. And I was just like, yes! That's my story.
Yeah.
So that was the first song we sang.
Yeah, but we have our favorites. We love all of your songs, but we have our favorites like Face to Face.
Mm-hmm. That's a good song.
Yeah, that's our Pastor Rocio's favorite song ever. Oh, at the moment we are singing like dan dan dan, hey, oh, hey, dan.
Yeah, electric atmosphere. How do you say electric atmosphere in Spanish?
Tu gloria es tan electrizante. Do you understand that?
No, you sound great.
In English, it's your glory is so
electrifying.
Yeah, because
that's the thing, isn't it?
We didn't know how to translate that.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. A lot of English words don't necessarily match up straight away with a Spanish word.
No,
and then
they
even
don't.
If they do, sometimes different syllables, you know, like one word could have two syllables here and three. So you got to be almost, you're almost rewriting to a degree the melody to fit these words. That, that's definitely challenging. People take that for granted.
Like, for example, faith is just faith. But in Spanish, it's... Esperanza.
Yeah.
So like, how can you say faith if it's esperanza? So it's always like...
Yeah. So Electric atmosphere, we could say atmósfera electrizante, or dijimos, another option was, well, some more literal, but it hadn't sense for
it
us.
It doesn't make sense.
It was like, yeah. No.
When we translate them literally,
but you put,
they don't make
but you
sense.
Put, there's a pattern right here. And it's electric atmosphere. Your glory is all around.
Yes.
So we put that word glory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the.
So you change the words, electric, but still getting the same message across.
We try to get the same message around.
We have had so much fun with you guys, and we again want to say thank you to you, your mum and dad, Christy, for being such amazing people. We love your genuine heart for Jesus, and that's what, you know, we would go away with whenever we'd minister in your house, Super Essentia, the genuine heart that people have for Jesus. And that's what I know encounters are made up of, people that are truly seeking after God and loving God. And it just opens up the atmosphere for so many people to get saved. And so we love you, and we thank you for joining us here on Friends of Planet Shakers. And we hope to be touring with you again one day.
Yeah.
And we love the fact that we'll be able to tour around Spanish-speaking world with your help. It's so good.
Yes, you're both coming on tour with us to help us sing.
Because we need lots and lots of help. But then you've got to come back to Australia and come and have some more land.
Yes,
but
please.
Also come and experience Planet Shakers. And Christy, your family away from family miss you, and we love your passion for Jesus. I mean, you're just a beautiful person on the inside and the outside. Yeah. So we just honor you guys and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us here. It's been such an honor. We actually miss you so much. I was texting Pastor Sam and I was like, I miss your face.
Yes.
I miss conference. I miss Planet Shakers. But yeah, we just want to let you know that we miss you so much. You are also part of our family here, and it's such a blessing to be a part of Friends of Planet Shakers.
Yeah, thank you so much. You really inspire us to do what we do. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody for watching Friends of Planet Shakers Worship Series. We hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned. We got some more people coming up soon. We love you all. Have a great night.